Tikhali. Tikhali. What did I say? Tikhali. Oh, Tikhali. All right. In Zulu, and our guest here from PMG. What is your name?
Mandlakazi.
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 Mandlakazi is the name. Your surname?
Mutaledi.
Mutaledi.
Yeah. Good. Also welcome Honorable Mutiti from Houghton, as well as Honorable Maine. Maine. From Maine. From Northwest. And who's Amazama from Welcome? Oh, we'll get there now. As well as Honorable Sinclair, we want to welcome to our meeting. Honorable members, the Honorable Nguni had an accident while going to the airport in the Free State yesterday, this morning. He was involved in an accident, so he asked to be apologized for. The one recommendation that he made is that if we can have a committee meeting up in the hospital in Bloemfontein or somewhere, it will be appreciated. But it was a bit of a short notice, but agenda point is the consideration and adoption of the committee draft program. Now, we need to adopt this program today, members, so that we can forward this program to the relevant authorities, which is the House Chairpersons of Committees, so that our things could be passed as we go on. Because every time we need to have a meeting, if we don't submit the program to the relevant authorities, we need to apply for permission to have a meeting. So I think that it is just good for us to adopt this program and stick to our program, but it's also subject to changes. Any other item that a member feels that should be on the program and that this committee should give attention to, feel free to put it on the program. But it needs to be by today. Can I hear the members? As the members find with the Tuesday is the date, it's the 7th of July. The 13th to the 31st of July, that is the constituency period, or as people would say, the research period. Is there any member that's unhappy with that period? Any member that's unhappy with that period of sleeping late from the 13th of July till the 31st of July? I know some of us need to work. Some of us have got the privilege of sleeping late, like Honorable Gunda, I don't know. Maybe you work or you sleep late. Honorable Shen, maybe you work or sleep late between that period. Are you unhappy with that period? Please speak your mind. Can we accept that as it is? 4 to 6 August. members, our thinking is, I don't know if you can recall our first meeting, you gave the secretary and myself, the management committee, the right of way to draw up a program which will be approved by you here. Can you still recall that meeting in M46? You said then that you will approve. So this is your time now to approve or reject or say, Chair, you're offline. Honorable Gunda?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I was not part of that meeting, but if I listen to the chairperson of the NCOP, I think there will be something during this time that all NCOP members should attend to. I'm not sure what training will that be. So this planning session, briefing by the Department of Economic Development, Mining and Energy, I don't think it's going to be, because some of us will be in that training. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Gunda. Ms. Mslomi gave me the parliamentary program this morning, and to be honest with you, I don't know what I did with it. There is a training. I'm not sure whether it's that training, because the date has been changed of that training. It is still in August, but I think the date has been shifted. It was supposed to be the 4th or the 6th, but I think it has been shifted to the 7th and the 8th or the 5th, no?
It's the 5th to the 7th.
The 5th to the 7th. Okay. Is that... That isn't it at the back? Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Honorable Gunda. Like I said, you know, this program is subject to change. It's not cast in stone. Also, Solan Afrikaans said, there's any wet van die meders in die persen, ne? Schrijf, die wat die goeie skrif ken. Yeah, it's not the law of, or it's not cast in stone or concrete. Subject to change. Honorable Mind?
Thank you, sir. I'm just suggesting that we adopt it as it is, but take what Honorable Gunda says. If the date, that date, the training will come before, will be on the 5th to the 7th, we'll just take the dates down and take the contents. I agree with, suggest that we should adopt.
Honorable Gunda?
I agree with Honorable Maini.
Honorable Fernandez?
Can I just ask you how you feel? We're doing a bit on energy on the 15th of September. Is there a way in which we can bring in or recommend to the minister to have a sustainable renewable energy summit, which she has said she would have or he would have? The problem is that they last time in 2007, Eskom hijacked the thing. And it was only an Eskom summit with nuclear and what have you. Now they're talking about solar energy. The minister was talking about solar energy only. Now, solar energy is not the only thing. And will we be able to discuss it there? Or how do we discuss it? Or must we do it through our party? Or do we do it as a select committee? To throw that summit open to all sustainable renewable energy, because it is a crisis situation that we have. That's my first point. My second point is, how happy are you paying 31% more for your electricity this year, and then you're going to do it next year, and then the year after that, and the year after that? Are we strong enough to tackle Eskom?
Yeah, Honorable, is that all too?
Thank
you. Okay. Honorable Van Lungen, as you could see, on Tuesday the 8th of September, we will call NERSA, who has set the tariff hike of 31.3% or 31.4%. It was not Eskom that has put. Eskom has asked for 34%, if I'm correct. But NERSA, the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, regulatory, has put down the price hike, the tariff. They've set the tariff of 31.3%. The minister in a budget debate has also spoken out against this 31.3% to say that she's not happy with it because it's not contributing to the poor. In actual fact, if the pro-poor, your people in the rural areas, your pro-poor people won't be able to afford energy then and electricity. So we will call NERSA, as it has been requested by the Honorable Sinclair, on that first meeting that we had in M46. That's why it's on the program. But like I said, this program is subject to change. We will engage with the Parliamentary Liaison Office of the Minister and with the Minister itself. On that energy summit, the Minister wants to open up an energy summit, but nothing stops this committee from calling energy producers or anybody that's in the field of energy. Nothing stops this committee to call them and explain. But the summit, the minister said that she's still applying her mind, but I think that summit will still be held in this year. That's the commitment she made in a budget speech in the NA, that summit will still be held this year. So as we go on with our engagements in this committee, we will definitely we'll inform the minister or ask the department to be kept on board of things as they go along with that summit. And that's, we hear what you're saying about the last summit. But I don't think that's the idea of this current minister to go that route. And having an Eskom summit.
Is there any focus on solar energy now?
Well, I think I'm not sure how it pertains to that summit, but there is an energy week or exhibition down at the convention center. I don't know how that pertains to this, but it's a thing that we will take up. We will take it up with the department and with the minister. Members, are there any more items on the agenda? There has been a proposal, there has been a seconder, so and it is subject to change as well. This agenda will forward it and say that subject to change, because if it stands any member free to come with any additions that should be added onto the agenda. Don't forget, any member, if your party feels that the committee should address an issue, it stands you free to write to the secretary of the committee and say, but please, we need to discuss this or the other thing on in the committee. Thank you. Can we stand off that point? Thank you, colleagues. Colleagues, now we go to our minutes. We've got two sets of minutes. And we will now... Oh, the 4th of June. We've got the minutes, the 4th of June. That was our is there any corrections, additions to the minutes? Honourable Mai?
I'm not from the Northern Cape. It's a very small province. I'm from a big province called the Northwest.
Thank you, Honourable Mai. We'll rectify that. I see the Northern Cape was quite happy to have you there. That's why they kept quiet. page 2. Matters arising. Page 1. Page 2. Can we accept? Mover? Honorable Kamere and Honorable Van Dangen, seconds or move? Thank you, colleagues. Can we move to the minutes of the 10th of June? Again, I see Honorable Mines would just be rectified to Northwest. And not Northern Cape. Any corrections, additions that you would like to add to the minutes? Just on page 2.3, that the powers that be has decided that because there wasn't much provincial competency to mining and energy or mineral resources, they felt that the budget votes was not necessary in the NCOP, and also because of the space of time for us to conclude all budget votes before the before Friday, before Parliament rises. So just on that point, just clarify that although we said that the budget votes would have been debated in the NCOP, economic development was part of the Department of Trade and Industry, but also they felt that trade and industry should have just been alone and not economic development, because the department has not fully functioned yet of economic development. As the minister said in his budget debate, Minister Rob Davies on Thursday. When was your debate, Umrit Kameda? Thursday, ne? Thursday, yeah. So members, that is the point, that the budget debate was not in the NCOP. Can we accept the minutes? Honourable Fontaine?
Chairperson, in general, I don't have a real problem with the content of the report, but my big concern is the number of grammatical and setting errors in this document.
Are you talking about the report or the minutes? We're not at the report yet. Okay. We're still on the minutes of the 10th of June. Can we accept? Honourable Main, mover, Honourable Kameda. Thank you, colleagues. Colleagues, our next point is the report on oversight to the Harmony Gold Mines. We've sent out the report last week, and also we've sent a memo to ask colleagues to add any additions and anything to the report by yesterday. Now, the secretary has informed me that she has only received one addition, and that was from the chairperson. Oh, okay. colleagues, I open the floor now for the report. Honourable Andre.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chairperson, my, as I said, the concern that I've got is the grammar and the typing errors in this report. You know, in the day and age that we live, you get wonderful initiatives on the computer to show you where you're right and you're not right. But if you go through the document, on almost each page there's some sort of typing error or grammatical error and so on. And certainly that's not the task of the members to do that, to address it. And I can, just for instance, on the second page, firstly, the natural thing would be to number your pages, but on the second page, 2.3, money recovered, you know. It just says an amount of this was recovered between so on, between November, and that was recovered from illegal miners. Then, while an amount was recovered from the mine employees. In terms of proper reading, what's his name, it doesn't make sense. So there's many examples like that. Just under that, the amount of 2 million and then 230,000, what. If we want to circulate these documents as professional documents, it's necessary to clean up these documents. Coming to, I don't know if you would allow me to then speak on the content of the document. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I want to thank you for the initiative that you took in terms of arranging this trip and so on. But I think we just start touching the top of the iceberg here. I don't know if I heard it wrong, but somewhere there was a figure that indicated that the total value of this activity is estimated at 5.6 billion rand, which is a lot of money. And my objective perspective about this is that I think that specifically regarding the Welkom activity, there are more parties involved and tainted that we think. I'm not convinced that a big activity like that will transpire without the support of the mining houses. I don't think it's practical to think that this amount, 5.6 billion rand, of illegal gold mine activity will go outside on an illegal basis. So the point that I want to make, and maybe it's a bit sensitive and controversial, I believe that the mines themselves must be involved in these activities. I further have got a suspicion that if you remember what these people that did the presentation said, that there is cooperation between the illegal mining activities and the legal mining activities. Let me give you an example. Those illegal miners are down there. They're supposed to be operating in a silo on their own, and nobody has got access to them and so on. But the mine security tell you very quickly that when they're in trouble, they phone them to say, come and assist us. When the crisis happened with the illegal miners starting to die, they went so far, and we were told that when we stood there at the headgear, they told us that they requested 100 body bags. And the mine, formal mine, sent down that 100 body bags. The illegal miners take the bodies, put them in the bags, label the bags, and when they finish, they phone and say, we finished, come and pick up the body bag. Now, if that's not cooperation, then I'm sorry, I don't know what's cooperation. So it fuels my suspicion that there must be a greater sphere of involvement from the mining themselves. The second issue is the involvement of the police and the security personnel of the mine. There must be a network of, can I say, planted role players for this to happen. And I'm walking along a road to say, I don't pick it up here in the report that there's a reference in terms of the involvement of the mining house in this activity.
Just before Honourable Mike, members, that's the reason why we need to discuss the report. And that was one of the reasons why we ask your input in that report. First of all, let me start off by saying that I think under the circumstances, this is an excellent report drawn up by the Secretary. And we must thank our Secretary for that and congratulate her for this excellent report. But that's one of the reasons why we ask your input, because at the end of the day, we as members will deal with this report. I want to go so far as to say that this report, I think, should not just be the only meeting for this report. We should engage this report on a wider scale as possible. I think our next step from here should be engaging, calling all role players to say, but this is our report that we have come up. And if needs be, we need to ATC this report first. And that's why we need to clean it up as the committee, because this is the committee's report. And every member of this committee has got this responsibility. This is the committee report, because the committee went over there. The committee has decided that we should do this. So this is the committee report, members. So the committee are taking, we must take full responsibility for this report. And then we clean up our report today so that we can ATC our report. And then from the ATC, we can work out. We call all relevant role players to say, but this is our report, it has been incomplete. We need discussions on this report. What are you going to do? And from there, we take a debate in the House. Because as Honorable St. Clair rightly say. And I think the figure, it is estimated more than 5.6 billion. It's a 10 billion, you're right. So it's more than 5.6. So it is a massive dent in our economy as well. Because, I mean, mining takes 50% of our export economy. And if 50% is 10 billion rand, it's a massive, it's a huge dent in our economy. And that's why I felt that as a committee, everything that is in this report is our responsibility, and we need to deal with that. So, and that's why we've sent out the notice to ask you, please, if there's anything, give it to the secretary by tomorrow. But that's why, by yesterday. But we are still debating the report, and we need to adopt the report as a committee before this report goes outside. We need to adopt, we need to speak on the report, and we need to adopt the report in this committee meeting. You are right, Honorable Sinclair, that, yeah, there could be some issues, there could be issues that has been left out, but I think we should just include it into the report. But once again, I want to reiterate that I think this is, as my experience in Parliament, this is a very good report. I mean, I've served on a couple of committees in Parliament, and this is a very good report. Thank you to our Secretary Grace for an excellent piece of work. Honorable Mine, then Honorable Van Lingen, are there any more hands? Then Honorable Gamede, in that order.
Thank you, Chair. I think for starters, maybe the committee must acknowledge that we did not, after receiving the report, go through it such that we then make inputs. Secondly, I used to serve in a committee, not in Parliament. Now, one of the things that were delaying us is spell checking. I think what is important for us is to check whether the content speaks to the reality. I'm not saying we should not raise issues of spelling and all of that. But the manner in which we raise them as well is very important, because I think it would be very discouraging to the secretary of the committee. I also want to join Chairperson in congratulating her for preparing this report, because I think it really speaks to issues. But now, in terms of, because the people who presented to us have given us their presentation, I think, in software. Maybe we request the secretary that she prints that presentation for us, because it has all the things, and they have acknowledged, they have said exactly what Honorable Sindler has been saying, that the police are involved. They suspect the involvement of minors and all of that. I mean, they went to town about speaking to those issues. I think what we just need is for us to attach that so that it can be a backing up document to the report. Those are just issues that I wanted to raise. Otherwise, I think the report really speaks to issues that were raised with us and all of that. Thanks.
Honorable Van Lingen.
I heard you, Mr. T, but I just wanted to add a little bit for you. That 10 billion rand that you and Honorable St. Clair are talking about, that's now bypassing the Department of Revenue. So it is totally illegal, and this is why we believe that the mining houses are actually involved. But the scary bit is the conditions that the Zama-Zamas are working under. That's the scary bit. So what the unions are doing about that, I would like to know. Then, in point 5.1, it says there, to tighten the laws around the justice cluster. And I'm not so sure that it is the tightening of the laws, yeah, that's the problem. Because if the police lays the charge against an illegal minor correctly, he will not be charged with trespassing, he will be charged with illegal mining. Then the magistrate will be able to give the proper sentence. Then the Department of Mine Health and Safety Inspectorate, or whatever you want to call them, I try to go through their annual reports and programs and so on. And you know what? Nowhere in any of those documents is there a program to stop illegal mining. Nowhere. So everybody is aware of it, but nobody is taking responsibility for it. And I think somewhere it must be mine health and safety or whatever, but we must define it properly so that we get the right people on board with their program. Thank you, sir.
Amira?
Thanks, Chairperson. Firstly, I wasn't part of the delegation that went there, but getting the report and going through it actually gave me, you know, the sense of the information that I would have needed, which I got. So I do think, even though the report gives the correct information, as information, I think, which is equal to the members that went there. Secondly, that is why this report is written as a draft report, because it's not holding on anything. And normally when the report is to come, it will be a report. And then we'll adopt it with whether it's corrections and amendments. But this was a draft report. I think we shouldn't engage much on it. I think it's going to assist us just to add or minus. That's the purpose of this document. So if there has been no proposal, well, I'll propose that we take further this draft report as our report, even though I wasn't in the trip. I was waiting for someone to propose.
Anybody else on the matters of the report? Honourable Sinclair, then Honourable Mangels, and then Honourable Mcici.
Chair, now let me just clarify the issue. I won't be flying.
Honourable Sinclair. Sorry. There has been a proposal put forward by the Honourable Gamere that we should adopt this report as our report and refine it. Are there any seconders to that before we carry on further? Honourable Mind. Honourable Mind, second that. Okay. So, colleagues, that does not stop you from refining the report, because it is now the committee's report. The responsibility is now in the ball is now in the court of the committee. So now I would like to hear you now, please, because it's now the committee's report. Thank you, Honourable Kamel. Honourable Sinclair?
Yeah, Chair, now, we all knew. For me, it's about putting down the principles. This is a report of Parliament in the final instance. And for me, yes, the content is 100%. I don't have a problem with that. And I want to thank Grace for that. But if you look at the finer detail, then you see that they still need a bit of cleaning up. And the point that I wanted to make is, I'm a proud member of this committee, but I also want to live with the document that goes out there. If I can take you to the recommendations on the page of, on the last page. I didn't get the other one. But for instance, there, the International Commissioner complaint that they are experiencing. I don't know who is the International Commissioner. Are we talking out of the same report?
Yes, we're not in the same report. Sinclair, I think there's a new document that has been scheduled this morning that takes the the
recommendation.
No, that pertains the input that we were supposed to have received yesterday.
Okay. No, I haven't received this.
The new document.
Okay.
Because on the new document it says the national commissioner.
Okay. All right. Then it's fine. Then it's already cleared up.
Oh, okay.
On page 110.
The second last page. No, the second last page. No. The national commissioner. Just to answer Honourable Sinclair, you know what happens at committee section is that the committee secretaries draft reports or minutes, and then it goes to the unit managers or somewhere for them to edit and to redefine and to check all that spelling and grammar and the whole lot. So I think if needs be, we need to, as a committee, write to the committee section to say, but guys, I mean, thank you. You guys should check, jacked up your spelling and editing and all that on the other side. Because the person that edits this document, I think, is the senior to Grace. And they're supposed to look at these grammars and editing and all that. But members, it is now our report, Honorable Mine.
Sir Patel, I would really have a problem if we would have to discuss spellings, in as much as I think that is very correct. But there's no need for you, Chairperson, to justify. The document is forwarded to my pigeonhole, and I think that there are issues, even including the spelling. And I'm told to bring or to make submission before the meeting sits. It is then on me, upon myself, to make sure that I address such issues. Because really, we cannot bog down a meeting if it was supposed to be Zels and the staff and bog down the meeting on the basis of a spelling. I would really have a problem. But I'm not saying it's incorrect for members to raise that, but we have a responsibility to read or to do our work, which includes reading this document. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mind. Point taken. I've seen a hand here. Was it Honorable Manchori or Honorable Mantisi?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the recommendations have to be very, very clear in terms of what is it that we are recommending. I agree that the document needs to be cleaned up so that as a committee we should be able to say in terms of the recommendations, this is what we are saying. Yeah, they are not very clear. Most in particular on punitive legislation that has to be enacted to make sure that this offense becomes, you know, very serious type of offense, as against, you know, these minimal fines and so on. I think that has to come out very, very clearly. And then also there's the very last page on recommendations, 5.6. Yeah, this issue of keeping a register of the licenses of buyers and sellers. I suppose here the purpose is to be able to track down, you know, any illegal buying and selling of the metals. So I'm not quite sure how this can be phrased, but in one way or the other, we have to be able to monitor, you know, the legal operatives within the mining companies, which could be able to access this things. And the concern that has been raised by Honorable Member Sinclair, We may not necessarily say it is conclusive that there is collusion, but we need to raise it here as part of our concerns that must be investigated by the ministry. That we are very, very suspicious of the fact that there is an abating of this illegal mining. I mean, if illegal miners are going to be able to confront illegal miners underground, it's a problem. It's a problem, a very serious problem. So I think that issue has to be taken up very, very strongly. You know, we raise it as a concern and we raise this as a suspicion that there is collusion that is taking place, that the ministry must be on top of the situation. Yeah, it's very disturbing. It's really disturbing. Yeah, Chairperson, I think that is all for now. Whatever other issues I have, I'll certainly write them down. Yeah, and bring them forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Comrade Mutesi. Any other comments from there?
Chair, in terms of the recommendations, I just want to read to you one sentence. And then, just in terms of the interpretation, then ask you what it means. Recommendation 5.2, that if a person was caught doing the activities of legal mining, the proper terminology in terms of illegal miner must be defined. What do we mean? You see, and that is my problem. We write things, but with due respect, it's not, can I say, professionally reflected. And it's a serious concern. The first one, the committee recommends that Parliament need to tighten the laws around the justice clusters, where magistrates must put heavy sentences, fines, on mineral, fishing, as well as Energy Resources Act. What are we speaking about? I don't understand, with due respect, what we're trying to say. And the recommendations in the final analysis is the crux of the matter. All that I'm saying is, and I hear, yes, we must read, and I've read these documents, and it was a concern then, and it still remains a concern. So all that I'm asking is, in terms of the recommendations at the end of the day, which will be the most important part, let's just speak on that and clarify what do we want to say exactly.
Honourable members, I think that if the notice that we've sent out was not clear enough, then I want to apologize, but I think the notice was clear enough in terms of how I understand it, is that we would say it was the consideration and adoption. And also on the letter that we have sent out to members, have you got a copy of that letter, please? We've asked you, with all due respect, members, Honourable Mike.
I agree with Honourable Sandra, but it would be wise for him to say this sentence is saying, recommendation number one is saying 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it should read like this. I think it's progressive. If I agree with him that, for instance, we're not dealing with fishing, I don't want to go to the whole sentence, but you must say this recommendation number one must read like this. And every other member who would want to correct any other thing. That's why I raised issues that I've raised earlier on. So someone must move forward. We need to say, no, it should not read like this, it must say this. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Honourable Mike. Members, we've asked you to give your input into this report. And I hear Honourable Sinclair. And I mean, thank you for the input that you are giving. But I don't think there will be anything wrong if Honorable Sinclair can phrase to say that the committee recommended Parliament, because the rules are made, laws are made by Parliament. And we as a committee need to come up with that laws to be passed by Parliament. And there is a lack, as we heard the presentations that were given to us in Welcome, there is a lack of, in terms of the acts, in terms of the act in Parliament, in terms of the various clustering of acts, the various acts of different departments, does not speak to one another. In terms of, you can only arrest an illegal minor if he's got gold on him or explosive. That's the only two things that you can arrest him on. But a lot of people are walking and trespassing the mines. So as the police have said to us themselves there, that it's impossible for them. They can only arrest these people for trespassing on mine property. That's all they can do. So we need to come up, and as the minister has also outlined in the press briefing, and while she was there, she's put up a task team also. We need to come up in tightening those laws to say, but guys, whether it's the Mine Health and Safety Act, whether it's the Mineral Resources Development Act, whether it's the Mineral Resources Act, or what we need to do, whether it's the NPA, the Prosecuting Authority Act, or what we need to do, we need to tighten up these acts and say that if a person is found on mining property without the necessary registration or identification, can we just charge him for trespassing? What must we do? So colleagues, and that is the I think that is one of the things that committees are here in Parliament. It's not just to take everything for granted as we get it from the executive. We need to initiate legislation as well. That is part of the work of a committee. And this committee has undertook this exercise. So we need to pull it through. If you could see round down at page point number 6, on the last page, we said the committee will follow through on the recommendations set out above and are keen to see progress in regard to them. The committee should not simply carry out oversight, visits, and write reports for the sake of doing so. There has to be a material outcome. The responsibility for this does not reside solely with the executive. Parliament also has a major responsibility and consistent with the oversight role. The committee commits itself to working with the relevant departments and other stakeholders to achieve progress in the regard to the above recommendations. So we've set it up clearly. As committee, we need to push through these things. Colleagues, Honorable Muntisi.
Chairperson, I propose that we follow up and work with you in order to make sure that we get the desired recommendations, which would reflect the sentiments of the community, and that as we have adopted the report, we have done so with the amendments, you see. So which gives us the leeway to improve the report. So we can be able to do that at another time, and then the finalized version can also be circulated. Thank you, Chairman.
There is a proposal also from Honorable Mutisi. The seconder to that? Are you seconding or you want to speak on that?
I'm seconding it.
Seconding?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Gunda. Honorable Gamere?
Now, Chairperson, it has been proposed and seconded, so I don't think it will be proper for me to say something else. But what I wanted to say was not on the proposal, was to say I'll sympathize with Honorable Sinclair if he didn't get the letter informing us about this meeting, and that we should forward any proposal or suggestion on what we want to do. I'll definitely sympathize with him if he didn't get that letter. But if you got it, then you'll be, I'm sure you'll be showing disrespect to the chairperson and the committee.
Thank you, Honorable Gamera. Honorable Fernandez.
To put this report, the amendments that's been discussed today, put it in the report, and then you give us a deadline towards, say, next week, and do a little bit of homework while we on recess, and then submit it again, because it's very difficult to make a point, and like point 5.1, that was written by somebody who understood exactly what they wanted to say. But when you read it for the first time, like Honorable Sinclair and I, we don't know what is meant there. We can guess. So we must just work it out ourselves also. And then by next week, Tuesday, we must have all our proposals back to you and to our Honorable Secretary, so that it can then be compiled and somebody then sit and look at it. But we must put a deadline to this. Otherwise, we're going to sit on it and sit on it and sit on it. So if we have it electronically, all of us, it can be sorted out. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Van Lingen. I hear what you're saying, but comrade, sorry, colleagues, with all due respect, I think all of us were still in the sitting on Thursday, late. And we've received this on Thursday afternoon. And we had 4 days of looking through it. And the reason for the meeting today was to refine the document. So the proposals that you put on the table today will be included on the report. The reason why we've adopted the report as a committee report first was that the committee now takes the ownership of the report. So the committee needs to refine the committee's work now to do that. We can't leave it to anybody else because it's our report now. This committee is an extension of Parliament. This committee is an extension of the House of the NCOP. So this is, and what I've said from the beginning and the offset, this is not our final meeting of dealing with the report. No, there should be many more. If we are serious about this issue, we will have our next meeting, we will have all role players here. That was our intention, to have all role players. To have Harmony here, to have the mining houses, to have the Department of Minerals and Energy here, and to say that this is our committee report. These are what we have found. So the all the recommendations that you put down today and all that will be in the report, colleagues. Honorable Mike.
Thank you, Chair. If I was somewhere not in Parliament, I would say something about your chairing. Because Honorable Mzizi has made a proposal and have seconded by Honorable Gamed. I think for me, that then closes the discussion on the report and will follow exactly what Honorable Mzizi has proposed and been seconded. So I, with due respect here, I suggest that we close the matter on the issue that was raised by Honorable Mzizi.
Thank you, colleagues. Colleagues, everybody was in agreement with the proposal. There was no one in agreement. And I thought that the members would not speak on that other trivial matters, but in fact, heed to the call that was made earlier. Give us your recommendations. So the proposal was made, colleagues. So I think our next meeting, Honorable Van Lingen, unfortunately, next week we won't be in Parliament. We will be on constituency periods. But I will request the Secretary to... Can you send that things from electronically? Can you say... the presentation. The secretary will send the presentations to all members electronically. And our next meeting, members, we have adopted the report today. Our next meeting, we need to refine the report. Because the idea was to call all role players to the next meeting. But I think we will have to do that on the 11th of August. We will then call all role players. We will go on, because the trade unions are also part of the role players. National meeting finished. Oh, I was just waiting for you to finish your meeting, Honorable Chair. And Honorable Van Langen. The 11th, coupled with the briefing by the trade unions, will also be role plays in terms of this report. Because we need to table this report in the House as soon as possible. We'll have to call the minister for a debate on this, but we need to engage with all role players of this report. And we need to ATC the report still within that period of time. So I would suggest that we, and I know we have adopted the program, but I would suggest if we can revisit the program and say on the 4th, it's a Tuesday, right? We have a meeting for the whole, even if it's going to be for the whole day, refining our report. Can I put that suggestion? Can we make that change? Members, are you in agreement? Silence means yes. On the 4th of August, when we come back from constituency period, instead of having our planning sessions and that, because there is still the workshop of Parliament that will start on the 1st. So on the 4th, we have our committee meeting where we say that we will deal with the report again. And on the 11th, we will call all role players, all captains of industry, and if needs be, we will request the secretary then to send the report to, you've got this outsourcing people or people that can, or language services or whoever. I think Parliament has got the facilities. They just checked it for us, spelling, grammar, and all that correctly. Members, I think, is there anything else on the report that or anything else on the agenda that you want to discuss? The last thing that I want to say is that, remember, this committee has got economic development also. So although we're just concentrating at the moment now on mining and energy, but we need to have to shift our focus focus also to economic development. So keep that in mind, please, that we need to shift things also to economic development. Members, Honorable Gamere?
Just to smuggle the chairperson, an announcement as a reminder for tomorrow. For the committee's meeting on trade and international relations at 10 at E539. It will be a briefing by the Western Cape Provincial Department on the withdrawal of funding by the City of Cape Town to the Cape Road Unlimited something. To the Cape Roads Unlimited. So we'll have that briefing. Thanks, Chair.
Gunda?
Now, Jefferson, I also just want to, in terms of your request for any other matters, just want to inquire there. Apparently, there's quite a big conference on energy and energy-related matters going on in Cape Town at the moment. And I just want to find out if there's not a possibility that the committee can maybe attend that.
Yeah, this is I think this is a private consortium that is hosting this conference. It started yesterday, the 6th till the 9th. But because we busy with budget votes and budget vote debates, I'm not sure. I don't want to preempt the chief whip, but I'm not sure we will get or we will be afforded the opportunity to be excused from the house, because some of our members are also participating in the budget vote debates. I have inquired by the department, and the department was saying to me, no, but this is I think it's the Africa Energy conference that's happening now at the CTICC. Honorable Fananga? What? Oh, good. Members, are there anything more? Members, I want to thank you for your participation in this committee. I thought that I was just giving members the opportunity to raise things after I had the proposal on our mind. But because it's always good to air views.